Hey everybody, welcome to the Sunday night business builder call for Ambit Energy. This is Mary Amoytho, National Consultant. We are super excited. It's the very first business builder call for the year. I know a lot of you have already jump-started your year, and some of you are still dragging and dragging from the holidays. We had a very, very busy end of the year. Our oldest daughter graduated and she got married, and then we had Christmas all in the same exact week. So it's been a little crazy in our house. But a couple of housekeeping things I want to handle before we get into the call. If you are hearing my voice, what I need you to do is I need you to go online into the event center and make sure that you are registered for simulcast and you are registered for the location you need to be registered at. There was a glitch that happened in the system and some of the registrations got kind of discombobulated. So if you want to be live in Hartford, Connecticut, make sure your registration shows live in Hartford, Connecticut. If you're planning on being live in Houston, Texas, make sure it says live in Houston, Texas. If you are planning to simulcast the event, make sure it says that you are simulcasting the event. So you can go through your power zone or you can go directly to the event center, events.ambitenergy.com, log in with your consultant ID number and your power zone password. So if you hear my voice, go ahead and go online right now. We're going to give everybody a few minutes to do that because I know if you don't do it right now, stuff's going to happen. Kids are going to need you. You're going to take a phone call. You're going to forget. And it's really important so that Ambit can plan accordingly. I know a lot of people got phone calls from consultant support to make sure their information was updated. I know a lot of people did not get a call. So we just want to do our part to make sure that everything is handled so that corporate can prepare for us accordingly. I know they've got a lot of things planned for simulcast, so you definitely do not want to miss that. It is definitely the easiest thing to get to. Some of you are probably asking yourselves, what is simulcast? I don't even know what it is. Some of you may be new. It is our launch kickoff that's happening on January 18th. It's the easiest event to go to. Our recommendation is to go to one of the live events. One is going to be in Hartford, Connecticut. The other one is going to be in the Woodlands, Texas, which is right outside of Houston. So we're going to be in the Woodlands, Texas with our team. If you are within a reasonable amount of driving distance, I would say 9 to 12 hours or less, get yourself to a live event because there's nothing like being at the live event, hearing it from hearing from the executives of Vistra and all of our leaders firsthand. It's going to be the very first simulcast event under our new ownership of Vistra Energy. So you definitely want to be at the live event. If for some reason you cannot make the live event, it's just completely out of your control, impossible at this point for you to make it there. And for some of you, it's going to take you being really unreasonable. Instead of asking yourself whether you can or you can't, maybe what you need to do is ask yourself, how can I make it happen? How can I make it to the live event? If you cannot, if you've looked and you've figured out, you know, I've looked at every possible way to see how can I make it to the live event and you cannot, the next best option is to go to a watch party. Very likely in your area, in your local area, there is somebody or some leader or a group of somebodies that are doing a live watch party. So what you're going to do is you're going to log in like your simulcasting event yourself, but you're going to go and attend a live watch party because you're going to be in the community and fellowship of other like-minded people. And there's something about being with a group of people that helps to, you know, launch what's happening in your business. So you definitely want to be around a group of people. Absolute worst case scenario, if you cannot attend live, you cannot go to a watch party, then you can stream online. I literally had a guy a couple of years ago who was going to be in the middle of the ocean on an oil rig, but he did have Wi-Fi there. And he logged in from his oil rig in the middle of the ocean so he could attend simulcast live online. So those are your three options. There's no, absolutely no excuses for you not to attend even some of it. So you can start logging in first thing in the morning so that they can mark you as attended. There will be attendee-only promotions, and all you have to do to attend is log in your Power Zone. Very, very simple. So by now, if you weren't on when I asked everybody to do this, log into your event center and make sure that you are registered correctly for simulcast. So make sure if you're going to one of the live events, your registration shows that you're going to a live event. If you're streaming online, make sure your registration shows that you're streaming online so that corporate can plan accordingly.
Hey guys, it's Richard. Happy New Year, everybody. So hopefully you guys all jotted down what Mary needs you guys to do or what Amber needs you to do to make sure you are registered in the right spot. The other thing I'll put out there, a lot of people have been asking about Spring Power Trip in Dallas, the one in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Back in November was great. That was the first time that we had our Vistra executives present at one of those, at a field event like that. And this one will also be the same. We'll have a few other surprises like we've been doing over the past couple of power trips. It will be in mid-April. We're expecting it to be the weekend after Easter. And the reason why I say that is I'm waiting for one more confirmation before we can ink the contract. Our plan is the Sunday after power trip, we will announce the date as well as early bird registration. So you might want to just mark that down in your calendar as far as just that's going to be happening the Sunday afterwards. You know, jumping into some of the topic of the call, Mary and I on our long drive, 10-hour drive up here to New Mexico, we were kind of talking about over the past few weeks just our own personal lives, but really more or less the topics, the flow of topics that have happened really through the month of December leading up to the end of the year. And we also had some guest speakers and guest hosts on that did a fantastic job, and everyone kind of kept true with the same theme, you know, kind of leading up to, you know, reflecting on the year behind us, you know, looking at the goals ahead for 2020. How can you finish strong this year? Well, this year, now, the new year's here. So a lot of people, some haven't done their goals yet. Well, that should be number one that's on your list, because without having a target to go after, you're going to have really great aim. You're going to hit what you didn't ask for. You know, you're going to get something that you didn't want. So you got to have that target. You got to have that goal. And I'd highly recommend that you work with your upline to make sure those goals that are ambit consistent goals, that those are, you know, what I'll say when I say realistic, just means that, hey, I'm an MC. You're not going to be an NC by ambition. Okay. No one's done it in that short amount of time before, so that's probably why it's not going to happen. But we've certainly had people go from MC to EC between now and ambition. So there's things that can be done, but you want to make sure that you've got those goals in proportion to the activities that you can actually do. Because when you're looking at, you know, pressing through and promoting quickly, it requires speed, and it requires a lot of activity on your part. It also requires good quality people on your team. So you want to make sure that you got those activities lined up that goal is actually attainable and achievable. I always leave room for luck, but I never bank on luck. So, you know, some superstar could come in your business and, you know, blow your code up and promote you very quickly, and then you got to go build that next code. So work with your upline on those goals so you're clear. They've gone through the jungle. They've been where you are. That's the beauty of this compensation plan, is that your coded upline has got a vested interest in you financially, as well as for you to promote. Because once you get to senior, and in order to go to executive and go to national, it is dependent upon you duplicating leadership, not just duplicating bodies, okay? So you've got to be able to duplicate leadership, and they're going to invest time in those people that are growing and developing and doing the things that need to be done to make that next promotion. And Mary's going to talk a little bit about something here on, you know, kind of, we talk a lot about the why, but there's also, you know, some people think that they can do this just on pure discipline and pure willpower. Discipline is going to be required for what you want to do. Your goals are going to require discipline, because you're going to have to do things when you don't want to do them. It's no different than working out, or when you first start a workout program, or, you know, whatever, if you've done that. You know that, you know, getting up early or, you know, going after work when you're tired and doing all those things, it's inconvenient. And success is inconvenient. There's nothing convenient about success. So it's going to require a level of discipline and consistency and accountability that you may or may not have practiced in other areas of your life up to this point in time. But the reason why I bring up the discipline factor is some people think they can get through life with any goal just on sheer discipline, which is really a fancy word for willpower. And it's not enough. It's required, but it's not enough. You're going to have something else that's going to have you want to, you know, harness that discipline, because that's just, you know, something that you can't just consistently do something over again with in where it's uncomfortable at times and develop that muscle if there's not you can call it a reason if you want. It's got to be something bigger than you that you won't quit on. You know, we'll quit on ourselves. We'll say, oh, I got tomorrow. I got another day. Oh, I got next month. Oh, I can take this time off. And probably, you know, you can do that over and over again in your life and still kind of promote and get by and do things that you want to do in your life. But you are going to have a trail of regret, because you're going to, at some point in time, look backwards and go, gosh, I squandered away years of possible achievement. I squandered away years of possible quality of life. There's just so many things that stack up. And if you cut that off now, and you realize that I hate to use the word formula, but there is a chemistry, let's just say that, to achieving things. And one is your why, two is discipline, and the activities that go along with it. So those are the things that no matter what you're doing, whether it's ambit or anything else in your life, that chemistry is going to have to be in play. You can't take one of those out of there. You can't have a why and activities without discipline. You can't have discipline and activities without a why. They have to go together. It's part of the chemistry of producing any successful results in your life.
You know, at the beginning of the year, a lot of people talk about goals, and there's a lot of just really, really great content out there. Richard always watches Tony Robbins and what he talks about the new year and goals, and I've been reading and listening to a lot of different people. But there was one short little Instagram post from Addison Bevere that really resonated with me, and it might resonate with some of you guys too. And it's a lot, it's the same content that Richard just talked about. But one of the things he said is, you know, when you look at goals, it really boils down to two things. It's results and routines. So everyone has a goal, and that's the results, right? Everyone's got their New Year's goals. But if you have results, but you don't have any routines to support the results, you're not going to have that result. You're going to have the same next year as what you had this past year, as what you had the year before, as what you had the year before. And more important than the results and the routines is just like what Richard said, is your why. You know, you've got to have a compelling why that's going to give you a reason to get uncomfortable. Because the reality is, every goal you have, everything you want to accomplish is going to be a fallout of you getting uncomfortable, you getting out of your comfort zone. Because if it was comfortable, you would have already done it. You know, you would have already handled that. You would have already gotten in shape. You would have already run your marathon. You would have already written that book. You would have already, whatever the thing that you have as your goal, you would have already accomplished if it was comfortable. So it's really getting out of your comfort zone. And what are the routines that are going to support you in having that happen? So if you look at your goals that you've already created for the year, maybe you haven't created one, I would recommend at the very least having two goals, one professional and one personal. Because when you have those two goals, it stretches you. I do not recommend having too many goals for the year. When you have too many goals for the year, you're trying to chase too many rabbits, and you can't chase more than one rabbit at a time. So my personal opinion is, you know, have a limited amount of goals, and some goals can parlay into another goal, but at the very least, do one personal and one professional, and have it be something that's a stretch. Have it be something consistent with the values you already have. So if you want to look and see, maybe you're wanting to enhance some relationships you have, maybe you're wanting to get in a better shape, maybe you're wanting to do something financially. So whatever that is, more importantly than even the results and the routines, is what Richard said about the why. Because if your why isn't compelling enough, by February, you're going to be part of the 99% of the people who already stopped going to the gym. You know, I hate going to the gym the first week in January because it's jam-packed. You can't get in. You can't breathe. It's, you know, everybody's there. By the third week of January, it's leveled off. And then by February 1, that's the core that you're going to see until the end of the year. And that's just how it is. Every single year, year in, year out. Because most people have this goal of losing weight or gain, or you know, getting in shape, and they start to say, I'm going to go and I'm going to work out. I'm going to work out 4 days a week, or I'm going to work out 5 days a week, and I'm going to join this gym. I'm going to get this coach. But their why is not compelling enough for them to get out of their comfort zone. So one of the things that we do at the beginning of the year is I usually do a 21-day fast. We do it in conjunction with our church. A lot of churches do it. You know, if not something you've ever done, it's a great practice because it really is mastering your body over your mind, you know. And so there's times, especially we're now on this ski trip, and you know, of course, there's definitely opportunities to break the fast and cheat on what I said I was going to fast on. But my why is so strong. I've got some really big goals that I want to accomplish this year. I'm always fasting for my family. I want certain results for my kids. I want certain results for my marriage. I want certain results for our professional life. And I'm not going to give up on those things. I'm not going to give up on those people. And what was interesting is, so Richard and I have been doing a little bit of work with Tony Robbins. We've done a couple of seminars. In December, we went to a really great seminar called Date with Destiny. It's only offered in the U.S. once a year. And I, inside of our package that we got, I got some coaching sessions. And I was really working with my coach. And I have known for decades that I should journal every day. Like, I've known that. I've known it all the time. I've known it for decades. I should journal every day. And I've recommended it to people, and I've had seasons where I've done it regularly, and inevitably I'll get on a roll, and then something happens, and then I'll break my roll, and then I forget that I'm doing this journaling every day. And so one of the promises I made to my coach was I was going to journal every day, and there was a couple other promises. And I remember that first night after our call, I was going to bed, and I was like, oh, man. Freaking told Rosa that I was going to journal today. I got to get up. I'm already comfortable in bed. Go downstairs, go to my office, grab my journal, you know, find a pen. And one of the things I noticed in that action was I gave my word to this coach that I don't even know, that I don't even have a vested interest in, that I gave my word to, and I'm going to honor that word over the word I typically give to myself. So if you look, why is that? Why would we sell out on ourselves when we wouldn't sell out on somebody else? I mean, you think about it. I mean, your friends call you and ask you to do X, Y, and Z. And for a lot of us, we'll drop what we're doing. We'll go run to their aid. Yet when we make a promise to ourselves that we're going to eat right, we're going to exercise, we sell out ourselves right and left. Why? Because we do not have a strong enough why going to compel us to fulfill on that promise to ourselves. You see, for me, why I would honor my word to this coach that I don't even know is because I have a relationship to my word externally, to the outside world, because I know in the world, all I have is my word and what I say, what I give my word to. And I want people to know me as a person of integrity. So if I give my word to something, I'm going to honor it. But when I give my word to myself, that's an internal thing. So one of the things that for some of you, you may need to do is start telling one on yourselves. Instead of just saying it to yourself, you say it to the world. You know, one of the people I love dearly, Richard and I, dear friend of ours, is national consultant Kirk Horan. You know, he posted on Facebook, and I didn't get a chance to comment on it, but he had said at the beginning of 2019, he was going to get in shape, and he started telling people what he was going to do so that people could hold him accountable, because he empowered other people to do that. And what happened? end of 2019, he's dropped a ton of weight and is probably in the best shape of his life because he started saying it out in the world and people started relating to him as his word. So for some of you, one of the things that's been missing for you in your goals for the year is you haven't been telling people what you've been up to and empowering people to hold you accountable for what you gave your word to. So in this coaching call, one of the things that she had asked me was, what is coaching to you? And that is what I said was coaching. And what is accountability to you? So I said, accountability to me is when I empower somebody else to hold me to what I gave my word to, because that's what was important to me. And it's worked. So for some of you, the missing link for this year is to tell enough people what you're up to so they can hold you accountable for it and to have a why that's compelling enough for you to stretch yourself and get uncomfortable. So there's going to be times, I guarantee you, that whatever you created as a goal for 2020, you right now, it sounds like a really great goal. And somewhere, February, March, April, May, maybe even as late as October, you're going to feel like, oh, that wasn't that important of a goal. I really wasn't that set on that. You're going to convince yourself that that wasn't that big a deal because your why that you created right now was not compelling enough to take you through April, May, June, July, October, all the way to the finish line. So you got to create a compelling enough why, tell enough people so that they hold your feet to the fire, and you got to empower people to hold your feet to the fire. Because if you're one of those people that say, oh, no, you can't, no, I'm not going to, I changed my mind on that, rather than empowering someone to really have you be someone you've never known yourself to be, you're going to look at the end of 2020, it's going to be 2021 this time next year, and it's going to be the same story you've had over and over again. Now's your opportunity to actually change the trajectory of your future, and you can start in your business. There is something, if you look back on 2019, you can look at the things that worked in your life, and you can probably pinpoint why it worked. There were certain practices that you had, but more importantly than the results and the routines, you had a compelling why that had you stick to it. And if you look at some of the things that didn't happen in 2019, what happened? What happened that derailed you from your goals and commitments? There's something that you said to yourself that let you off the hook for accomplishing it. So don't let 2020 happen the same way 2019 or 2018 or 2017 happened. Have 2020 be a line of demarcation for you.
So this is going to be more of a mindset. You know, you've got your goals. You're going to set your activities for your rituals and so forth, your routine. But this should be a mindset for you if you don't practice this, and you've got to find a way to transfer this mindset into every new consultant that comes into your business, whether you personally sponsor them or not. And that is leading from the front. And what does that look like? You know, there is a lot of things that leaders do in Ambit to keep their team corralled. You know, there's everyone's a volunteer army, you know, they're all volunteer members. And we've got more distractions today than we did 10, 13 years ago when this company was starting and getting off the ground and trying to make the Inc., right? Inc. 500. And we just didn't have the distractions back then that we did. And people were way more focused and they were engaged in, you know, money-making activities versus listening to everyone talk about whatever on the internet, okay? Facebook, YouTube, whatever. And though I get a lot of great content, I do not live on those platforms. I just extrapolate what I need and move on down the road, use it as a communication tool. People get on me because I don't post a whole lot on my Facebook. It's like, oh, you don't put anything on there. You're a daughter, da, da, da. I'm like, yeah, I just don't. I mean, it's not my thing, right? I love seeing everyone else's family pictures and everything else, but it's not something that I do on any kind of regular basis. So I really just use those tools as tools, they're not distractions for me. They're used for a resource. But I say all that because leading from the front and being able to transfer this down through the organization means, you know, I have in my calendar the business builder call. And it's been in my calendar for, I guess, 12 years. And that's probably when Brian started doing it. It wasn't day one when the company started. So it was about 12 years ago, maybe 12 and a half years ago now. And it's in my calendar. the call-in information is in my calendar. I don't need a reminder email. I don't need a reminder text. You know, Mary and I have had a team call for I don't know how long, and since 2007, I guess. And I don't need a reminder. It's in my calendar. It's part of my routine. But it's amazing how many people on the team need a text reminder, like, you know, 2 hours, 30 minutes, whatever, however long it is before the call starts. And it'd be amazed how many people, you know, that have been on the call multiple times, it's time for the call, they're like, oh, what's the code? Like, it's the same code for like the past 10 years. I mean, it hasn't changed. So, you know, those kinds of things start to create a culture inside the organization where people are independently being responsible for themselves. So when you talk about leading from the front, when you joined this business, Ambit chose the designation for what we are as independent consultants. And I like the term consultant. I think it's better than rep, distributor, because we don't distribute electricity, right? But we're consultants. Well, you're an independent consultant as from a tax designation, really, 1099, independent contractor. But when people join the business, they're not independent. They're not independent consultants. They're dependent. And because they don't know the ropes yet. They don't know the routines. So it does take something from the top and the sponsor to make sure that they've got the details for your team's call. The business builder call that's done on Sundays. Obviously, you guys utilize that, so spread it throughout your organizations. There's some leaders and some teams that don't use the Sunday night business builder call. they have other calls that are stacked up, and that's just how their routine is. That's fine. But this is kind of like a catch-all call for everybody in the organization that they're going to get some kind of value weekly to help them with their business, either personally or professionally in their business. They're going to get some nugget, and they're going to stay informed with what's going on at a very high level for the company. So you want to make sure that you're not one of those people that, you know, you like getting the text message, but you definitely don't necessarily need the text message. One second, I just got some here. Sorry, guys. And so you've got to be able to transfer that to where people that are coming in, they're starting to lead themselves and the simple things. If an independent consultant cannot lead themselves in the simple things, there's no way they're going to ever grow and be able to lead the big things. You know, I hear people all the time that say, well, I want to be able to do this, this, this. That's great. You got to crawl first. You're not ready. I mean, you think you are. I'm glad you want it. But you got to do what everyone else did. You know, you're just, unfortunately, you know, you're coming in and you see people have already had a certain amount of public success in this company, but you didn't see what they did in private for months and years and so forth. So you've got to make sure that people are kind of brought down a little bit to reality. Hey, this is the routine. This is the ropes for our team. This is the ropes for the company. These are the events that happen on a regular basis. They need to be informed. So that can start to disseminate throughout the organization to where everyone's, oh, I didn't see the, you know, text alert. Oh, it's, you know, why isn't it in your calendar? Everyone's got a smartphone, I think, unless you're in Japan. Everyone doesn't have a smartphone. Some people have flip phones. Very popular there, by the way. They're big flip phones, too. They got really nice screens on them. But you want to make sure that stuff is ingrained in your routine, and then you ingrain that in their routine, and it doesn't require 15 different platforms and pieces of technology just to get somebody on a team call or just to get someone to register for an event. It shouldn't be that way. That's the beauty of this business is network marketing gives people, you know, everyday people opportunities to go out and do things extraordinary if they will lead. That doesn't mean you go about this business by yourself. There's a reason why you have an upline ahead of you. There's a reason why you've got other leaders that are around the country that are glad to share experience, strength, and hope that of what's possible and give testimonies and do trainings on a small scale, grand scale, on a Zoom call, whatever that is. But being plugged in and independently having yourself be plugged in and having that flow through your organization is so critical. But that starts in the beginning when somebody joins. Because trying to fix that stuff on the back end, I mean, it's kind of like this. You know, you got a brand new car, oil needs to be changed every, I don't know, depending on what you use, synthetic oil or not synthetic oil, you know, let's say 4,000 or 5,000, up to 10,000 miles that you may get on a single oil change. Well, let's say you got a brand new car and you don't do that. Well, after some point in time, after probably 3 or 4 missed oil changes, you're going to have a real engine problem. It's way more expensive to do that repair than it is to do the maintenance on the front end. Maintenance is always less expensive than repairs. So when you're having to do repairs in your organization, it's time consuming. That's expensive. Putting in all these different tools, bells and whistles to keep people plugged in, that's expensive. If somebody doesn't see the value and the opportunity to go at this and go at it to change their life, then more than likely, it probably doesn't matter how many tools you put in place. You might keep them in an extra day, an extra week, maybe an extra month, maybe. But more than likely, that's all it's going to last. They've got to find something here that they're willing to go through the process, because there is a firing process here. There's going through a kink, when you heat clay, what is that machine? That heat kink kiln? No, dang, I can't think of it. I built the clay pot when I was in second grade. I can't remember.
Firing.
Whatever. There's a heating up process, right? You gotta, you know, like when they're doing metal, you know, they heat up metal to get rid of the dross. The dross that they scrape off the top is all the impurities so they can get to the actual precious metal itself, getting rid of all the dirt and all that impurity. It's the same thing that happens here. So leaders make the big mistake of getting hung up on the ones that aren't plugged in, aren't sticking around. They start doing all these different things, and they spend too much time trying to do that instead of going, just find new, fresh people that want to change their life. And that will make a world of difference. Yes, I go through my organization when it's time for simulcast and ambition, and there's some people that kind of stand out to me, and I do some personal calls out to them to get them, you know, see if something's changed in their life, to get them back in, because I know there was something that was there, there was a spark there. And then the others is just kind of on a mass broadcast, because I can't get to everyone on a personal level. I can talk to everyone that reaches out, but I can't reach out to everyone in the hopes of getting them, because there's just not enough time in the day. So if you'll lead from the front, push that through your organization, then that's going to change the culture inside of at least your team. Now, I don't know what happens with the rest of above you, but you can help influence what's going on below you. And if you'll just do those simple things, then you've got a chance for people to actually start becoming independent consultants and being responsible for themselves and doing the simple things, because through promoting to the ranks by having that solid foundation, then there's a culture that can be relied on versus some kind of synthetic force. You know, technology is great. It will never, ever substitute a lack of emotion. And emotion happens in a live interaction. Emotion happens. Zoom, you know, video conferencing has gotten, you know, it's free, cheap. It's inexpensive depending on the platform you're using compared to what it used to be 10 years ago. And that's good, but it's not a full substitute for a live event, which is why we push everyone so hard to get to a live event like simulcast, even though you can watch it online. But, you know, I hear people say, I'm going to go to a watch party. It's like, yeah, okay, wait, who's going to be with you? I'm going to watch it with my sister. Who else is going to be there? No, just me and my sister. Like, when was the last time you went to a party and it had 2 people and it was amazing? I mean, think about it. I've walked into a front door and I'm 30 minutes late to a party and there's 2 people there. I'm going out the front door, right? I'm not staying for that. So you want to make sure if it's a party, it needs to be several people. It needs to be 10, 12, 15, 20, 30, 50 people, whatever. It needs to be a group of people so there's actual real energy in the room versus 2 people who probably aren't going to hold each other accountable. They're probably going to conspire, you know, inside of themselves. I'm not going to get them to get off their phone. I'm not going to get them to come back in the house. You got to put yourself in the space and the environment. So encourage that with anyone that you know that's doing, that's going to watch online, to get around several people, many people, not just one-on-one.
All right, guys, we're going to wrap up. But before we wrap up, I do want to remind everybody on the call that if you haven't already tonight logged into your event center to make sure that your registration for simulcast is in the right location, go ahead and log into events.ambitenergy.com, log in with your consultant ID number and password, your Power Zone password, or you can go into your Power Zone and go through there and just make sure that if you're coming to one of the live venues, you are registered for the live venue. If you are streaming online, that you're registered to stream online. If you're going to a watch party, you need to select stream online. And if you are going to a watch party, make sure you log in your Power Zone so that you can be marked as an attendee. So really, really important that we do that so that we can set you guys up and help corporate set up for the attendants that are at each of the live locations. So with that, hammer hard. I mean, it is a brand new year, and no matter what the year is, I just want to remind you guys, your past does not dictate your future in Ambit. So no matter what has happened in your past, you can completely change your future. You just have to make that decision, and you have to take the action consistent with that. So with that, I'm going to unmute the line so everyone can say goodnight.
Ellie.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.